welcome to the podcast. Yes, we are here. We are ready to sit at the Chambers of Commerce. Yes, because we're going to give you those transaction fees. This is podcast 179, and of course, you hear me, Dark Boo. Yes, I am representing. We all are representing the upper echelon of the Lost Levels.
Yes.
Here with me, we have my lovely co-host, Super Zamazy.
Hello.
Spider Star, you?
Hello, everyone.
And Soul.
Let's get inky.
And as well, we have a returning guest. Yes, indeed, returning. Getting to it. We have Impidu.
Hello.
And with that roundup, we are ready to dive into the main topic. We are going to talk about Splatoon. I know everybody has played that. Let me be nice. Has played Flounder Heights. And I know everybody. Well, it's been out, but we did, what's the thing called? Rainmaker. Oh, Jesus. I'm forgetting everything. But before we even get started on that, we are still accepting guests. That's why we have Impidu sitting in the guest seat. He's sitting in the guest seat. And he gets sitting in the guest seat drinking some true tea and crumpets. So basically, we are still taking in guests. We are still accepting people so we can figure out who's going to be our next Lost Levels. And don't forget, you can go on the lostlevels.mattpartylegacy.com. I know we have an article up. You can check the article and see, and just read it, analyze it, sip yourself some tea, and get your things necessary. And join us. Come sit down and take a chill. So we're going to talk some true tea. We're going to throw shade. We always throw shade. Eloquently, we throw shade and lacrimation shade. Like, get into it. We do it all. So therefore, we're gonna talk about Splatoon. But don't forget, lostlevels.mattpartylegacy.com.
We accept Canadians.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
Yes, we do. I can't even say it with a straight face. But with that, we want to talk about Splatoon, and we're gonna hop into these little new things that have happened in the past weeks. So basically, our first question, we're going to talk about Rainmaker Mode. So for us Rainmaker Mode individuals, who actually enjoyed it?
I like it.
I thought it was fun.
It's okay.
I don't like actually having it because I'm not really good with the Rainmaker weapon, but I'm really good at defense.
That's me. I don't take the weapon. I don't take the weapon in this painful way. But at times I have to take the weapon just to finish it off because I get so aggravated at the end.
Yeah, you're just like, all right, children.
Yes, I'm not even going to lie. I get aggravated, so I'm like, okay, time to get it done. Let's go. But when they announced Rainmaker, Make It Rain, I see what you did there, Nintendo. We ain't stupid. I see what you did. See, I can go ruin throw some little bit of shade, but we ain't going to go there. But what were your first expectations of Rainmaker Mode?
I thought it would be... Well, I mean, wait, are we going to go in, like, an order?
Oh, anyone can chime in.
Good, because I was like, well, I just took the reins anyway. I think... Well, originally, I thought it was just Capture the Flag. I didn't... Because when we first heard of it, it was through that leak. And I thought it was just Capture the Flag. Like, I didn't expect it to be this weird, like, Capture the Flag, but the flag's a weapon and a bomb. I'm okay with Rainmaker. I don't like, as I said before, I'm more of just defending the people. The problem is, and it's also a little bit with tower control, is this one's, I guess, you have a little more freedom, but the enemies know where you're headed, so they'll always be in the same spot, and I've only played Rainmaker on a few maps, but the one I can, single out in Partictacular is, Partictacular, is the little base in Blackbelly Skate Park. There's a couple ways to get around to it, but usually you're just headed in the same direction and people are just standing guard. And you go, I think, a little slower with the Rainmaker too, so it's just annoying. It's not as bad as the predictability of tower control, because literally your enemies know exactly where you're going, but it's I think it's not as hectic, which I like, because when it's when tower control gets hectic, it gets hectic. Like, everyone's piling on top of the tower and killing people left and right, and sometimes people will just keep squid jumping onto it and filling in the last person to die position, and it's just awkward. But this one's not as bad, especially because the shield is kind of hard to break, especially like with weapons that, like the slosher, which is what I've been using. That's one of the reasons why I don't take it. So I'm okay with it. I think it's probably one of my, like, of the three ranked battles, I think it might be one, at least the second or first, but I don't know.
All right, okay. So my opinion on the Rainmaker is, it's all right. I mean, okay, so my opinion on Rainmaker, pretty much I suck at it. That's all I can really say about the Rainmaker, because I played it a couple times. The first time I played it with SC, I went to the wrong side with the Rainmaker. I went to, I went to my side. And I don't know what was going in my mind. Like, clearly that's so easy, so why the hell would it be like that? But, like, it wasn't ringing a bell, so I was like, no, wrong way. I was like, whoops. So I
that would have been even more funny if Ezzy wasn't in there, and it's just you standing at the base, like, popping.
I didn't go all the way. I just moved a little bit back, and then Ezzy immediately said it, and then I went the right way. So I didn't go all the way back over there.
I know.
That would have been more embarrassing.
But I would have found it so funny. It's just him hopping on top of the weird little, like, cone thing.
Why isn't it going through? Yeah. But I'm okay at it, but most of the time I always lose at the Rainmaker, because every single time I, like, do squats with, like, some of my other friends, every single time I always lose at it. Like, there are very few times that I win, especially on stages like Salt Spray Rig and then the Urchin Underpass. I swear. Like, the first time I played with SC, we won, but every other time, it's been so hard for me to win at that. Though, me and Boo, we did, you know, win against a certain trio of people, right, Boo?
Yes, we did.
Were just two people, and we won against three people. Oh, so nice. We were serving it. Yeah, yes. So we were doing really well.
I remember that.
My thoughts on Rainmaker. I love it. I think it's the best mode in the game. And I have so much fun playing it every single time. I think it's Soul said tower control is more hectic. I think this is more hectic. I think it's more strategic, and I think it requires a lot more teamwork, and it's just a lot more fun in general. Expectations? None. Non-existent. When I see an update for Splatoon, I don't know why, but I just don't care. Like, if there's a new weapon or a new map, I'm just like, eh. I'll see it the next time I play. Like today, I played the new map for the first time today, but it's been out for a couple of days now. So no expectations on Rainmaker, but man, that mode's awesome. That's so much fun.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like a struggle for me between Rainmaker and Tower Control. Like, I don't know which one I like better, especially because, like you, I haven't been as experienced with it. I've just started playing Rainmaker yesterday, and I only played it for like an hour. But
oh, okay.
I can agree with us
on Skype. You're gonna be screaming, and then you're gonna love it.
I will hate it because Aziz is gonna make me hate it. Because if I'm on his team, he's gonna just make me constantly lose.
Okay,
that's shade.
I've actually done this already. I did this 2 weeks ago, and SC beat me at Smash Brothers, and that was because I was getting cocky. So I'm gonna stop talking here.
No, trust me. I think when it comes to Splatoon, you're probably the best one here.
I guess. I think I've lost my touch. I haven't played in a little while, so... Well, I got back into it.
You should play sometime.
I did play Flounder Heights, but sorry, as you continue, I always cut people off, and then I get into my own thing. Sorry.
I mean, I think it's the most fun. That's the mode I like playing the most now. So, yes. I love it.
Yeah. I agree with you. Like, I found that the mode was, like, really cool when I first saw it. Like the announcement and everything, and I was like, oh, I wonder what it's going to be like. It looks like it's really cool. And so I saw videos on YouTube of it, and I was really excited to play it. And I didn't really have any expectations for this. I was just really excited to play it, because any new thing that Nintendo adds to Splatoon is always something fun and cool and interesting. So I actually really like the idea of the Rainmaker mode.
For me, it's a love hate. With stupid people, it's a hate. With good people, it's a love. Because only thing you have to do is a plan around, and it's actually easy to go. But you know me, I at times like to protect it and like protect the person who's going to the place. But at times I gotta get off the high horse and get on a low horse and actually grab a thing and get it up there just to get it over with. Because I get very angry. I get angry and I get tired of it real quick. I'm like, just end this already. And then I end it and we win. And I'm very blessed for that. Very blessed. But now with this mode, do you think this mode is fair and balanced, or do you think it's unbalanced? And for me, I think, oh my god, it depends. It really depends. Yes, it really, I don't know what to say. It really depends. At times it's fair, at times it's, no. I never had a case where it's unfair. Unless the team you're on sucks, or unless you're by yourself. I never had a team like that, whereas it's horrible.
Really? You never had that?
No, not when it was unfair.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay.
Unbalanced, yeah, but not unfair.
Okay. Touche.
Anyone else?
Go ahead. I found the mode that it was, like, very balanced, but it depends, because, like, the problem is the Rainmaker itself, it's a great, like, it's a cool weapon and it's powerful and everything, but the problem is it takes so long to charge that, like, people can automatically, like, kill you before you even get the full charge, and if you miss by, like, some chance, which I happen to do all the time, like, you're always screwed because people are gonna just, like, shoot you and then you're dead, so... You know, it's fun, but it gets frustrating sometimes when you're the person with the Rainmaker. And I just like to play with the Rainmaker, but, like, it's whatever. But I think it's pretty balanced anyways, so, yeah.
I think it's annoying at times.
I agree with you on playing with the weapon. It's not my it's definitely not my weapon, because I think I'm much more adept to quicker weapons. Like, the Slosher, as much as it's definitely not a shooter weapon, I think it's probably the quickest to, besides the shooter, to have consecutive shots.
Yeah, I like the Slosher a lot.
I don't like the Rainmaker because it does take a while to charge. And I don't think you can jump with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could jump, but
what's the thing that you can't do with it? You go really slow or something.
You can't super jump and you don't swim as fast.
Oh yeah, you can't super jump and you don't swim as fast. I knew it was the super jump is the teleportation technique.
Oh well, yeah.
Damn.
But I mean, even with those things considered, you're still. I mean, as long as you have a path, you're gonna go through it pretty quick. Maybe not as quick as normal, but still decently quick. And, I mean, that would be way too overpowered if you could make yourself a path. I mean, and you could play the game by yourself. That's why I like this mode so much, is because you need the teamwork. Because you're not going to get very far with just the Rainmaker. You need someone helping you. You need someone defending. You need someone making a path. You need someone being secretive, like me, going around people, getting people from behind, like, boom! Yes. I'm getting too excited.
Jesus, you are getting too excited.
This mode's really, really fun.
Ezzy gets heated in so many weird ways.
I guess.
So now one that we're going to answer is the best weapons or the worst weapons. For me, I find the Inkbrush is like, the Inkbrush is nothing in this mode for me. A lot of people use the ranged weapons, like the custom dual swelsh or whatever the name is.
I've seen that a lot lately.
Yeah, and if they use the dual, they use the singular one, which has so much accuracy, or they use that EK leader scope, whatever. I can't stand that weapon. Its range is ridiculous. I have the weapon, though. It's a good weapon. I like the scope one, but I like scope better. But I'm just saying the range is so far. It makes no sense. Especially when they can snipe. I hate when people snipe, because you gotta have one person paying the copious amount. You don't need one person to distract the other person to go and attack. I don't know. At times I can do it, but I know one weapon that automatically break the Rainmaker shield is the heavy. What is it called? Heavy splatting. I think it's that weapon that breaks it immediately.
Like, yeah, it's because it has so many rapid fire shots. Yeah. If you just there's the splatling. The splatling's the fastest consecutive shot.
Yeah, if you just charge at a fire, that's it. How about your favorite? No, not favorite. Best and worst weapons experience with it.
Well, like the best weapon. The best weapon for me is like the guns and the slosher weapons. Like I do really well with the slosher. That one's personally like one of my best. But the other one that I do really well, and I've been using it for like a while now. But the jet squelcher. But like there's like 3 weeks where I didn't play Splatoon, so now I'm not as good as with the jet squelcher. But like I don't really like people who play with like the. Even though the chargers are really good, but, like, when I'm playing and, like, I get shot by a charger that I didn't even see or I didn't get enough time to move out of the way, it's really annoying. But, like, it's okay. I'm not good with the charger weapons. I only do well with, like, the guns and everything. So it's whatever, but, like, I don't really like the charger. Like, they're annoying. That's all I have to say.
For me, inside the Rainmaker mode, I've only been using sloshers, but I can tell if I switch back to the deco, I'm going to do really good at it. But I haven't played the deco since the slosher came out. That's the 0.52 gallon deco. I just call it the deco because it's a whole bunch of words. But I would do pretty good with it as if I got back into it. Probably me picking it up is just not going to do anything well. But I think I'd do really good with it because of the Seeker. And I like using them, and I'm very good at hitting people with them, and I use them in well ways, and depending on the map, I think I do really well with it, because just killing people who are trying to sneak around, that's my stealth weapon. But other than that, of course, I'm not a sniper user, but I've seen people use those snipers so well with the Rainmaker, because again, you go a little slower. So shooting people is just... I don't know. It's so well. I wish I was a sniper or a good one.
What's a Seeker? I'm sorry. I just don't know what
that is. The Seeker is the little homing dude who walks around the... he'll go in a straight line, but if he sees someone, it'll start moving towards them and hit them.
Wait, the like remote-controlled car kind of thing?
Yeah.
Oh,
and then worst weapons is clearly... at least my thing is the... What Boo said, the ink brushes. Those things do not do much. They aren't good for offense unless you can really get around to someone, but I don't think this is the mode for that besides that, the ink brush can't do much, at least from what I've seen. But the blasters are... I think the blasters, depending on the blaster you're using, people are really good or really bad with them. Like, the Luna blaster is probably the most common one.
Yeah.
But... I've also seen the custom blasters, and those things are really good if they are on the right person in any mode, but especially this one, because they're very, very, they just like to get in your face, even if they don't have too many shots. They just get in your face, and when I have the Rainmaker every once in a while, I always am, like, against them, and they always kill me because they are very powerful, and I hate it. But... Yeah, but other than that, since they're so slow, people who are inexperienced with them or just are having a bad time during that match, they will not do well.
Yeah, I have to agree. I think the ink brushes are pretty much the worst weapon you could possibly use for a Rainmaker. Like, it just doesn't work. Like, that's something better for, like, Turf War or something like that. And the ink brushes and the rollers, they're really, really, really bad when it comes to Rainmaker. So, that's why I usually, most of the time, I just use the 52 gal deco, I think that's what
it's
called.
Yeah, that's my weapon.
Yeah, that's what I use for Rainmaker, and it usually works really well. So,
I think, I disagree with the roller part. I think rollers are actually pretty good in Rainmaker, because there is that one person that needs to make a path, or at least you don't need to have someone to make a path, sometimes it just happens, because you're fighting, but... I think
if you're using the quick one, the one that goes, like, really quick, that can just splat ink really quickly, then that... I don't know which one that is,
I used the seeker to make a path.
Oh. Oh, that's a good idea.
I thought about that. Yeah, see? You've never done that, SZ?
No.
Wait, you don't use those weapons, do you?
No, I seem to always use the weapons that have an Inkzuka, or whatever it's called. I never get the Kraken. After playing with Dark Boo, the Kraken gets on my nerves because we played one-on-one Rainmaker battles. And he would just wait until I had the Rainmaker, and then you hear the sling.
The ink strike?
Release the Kraken.
Yes.
Oh, the Kraken.
Every single time, yes, he did.
You need to kill him before you take the Rainmaker.
Okay, well.
So
I have no excuse.
Boo, this is the second time today Boo's like,
when
telling
Boo
you the strategy.
Is like lighting up, like, you know, when the person's head is lighting up, that usually means they have like the special weapon.
Yeah, well he was mentioning it. He hears the sling, which means that he got a special weapon.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, if you just see them approach you and they just have like the thing glowing at the top of their head, that means they have the special weapon waiting to use it. So just before you grab it, just kill him and then grab it.
Mm, okay. Good. For weapons, I don't really use a variety of different types, so I haven't used the bucket. I don't know the real names. The bucket, the machine gun. I use the sniper in the splat, or the... what was it called before the game came out? Test fire. I used the sniper there, and I never used it again.
The charger.
What is that?
The charger. It's the sniper.
The charger.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, I used that.
What do you use? I've only used like rollers and just, I guess, the standard gun.
Yeah.
But I used to really like the NZAP 79 or 98 or
which color? Orange or black?
Orange.
89.
Oh, something like that. I used that one first, then I switched to the Deco one that you guys keep talking about, and now I'm using the Neo Splatomatic, and I really like that one. And for roller right now, I'm using Carbon Roller.
What is that, the one? I know it goes faster, but what's its thing that's not as good as a normal roller? Because I know
don't ask me.
Dynamo.
It's a little weaker.
Dynamo is slow, but
it's very powerful. Yeah, especially with its giant wave of ink, because it's much larger and farther.
Yeah, that thing's pretty cheap.
You had to write all this down.
I bought it, and then I regret it. You can't buy... Right, the Dynamo Roll is only available if you beat the whole game.
You beat the story mode thing.
That's what I did.
I never got it from the story mode, though.
Oh, well, I don't know.
I did. I got all the Sunken Scrolls.
Oh, see, I didn't get all the...
I got every last one of them on my first try. Except one time I had to restart the level because I knew I missed it. But we ain't going to talk about that. We are not going to talk about that. But now you heard all of our weapons. Don't start using our weapon because then I'm going to be mad. I give tea, but at times you can't drink the tea. It's too hot. It's too hot. You can't drink the tea. Not today. Because when we play together, I'm going to be angry. I'm going to be angry if you do what I do. But that's Rainmaker, the new mode. Now we have a new stage. Flounder, tilapia, sea bass.
Yes.
Basking in holy oasis of sea salt water. Flounder Heights.
I love that one.
Stand the stage. I played it too much.
I actually think it might be my favorite because I like all the climbing and stuff. I think it's really fun, and of the stages that focus on like climbing stuff, aside for I guess Moray Towers, this one really turns it out. I like playing on it. It's a difficult one. I think again with Moray Towers, that one and Moray Towers are some of the more difficult ones just to play on in general, because people are sneaky on it. Since there's so many places to hide and go, it's just a matter of who can kill who first, or if it's in turf war, I guess. But I love this one. Honestly, it's probably one of my more favorite ones. It's about, and look-wise, I don't like the sunset on pretty much any stage, but I think its cool apartment theme counters that out, and I enjoy it. Plus, Flounder Heights is a fun name to say.
See, like, I'm the complete opposite of you. I hate that stage so much.
Yay! Boo to you, sir.
But, like, it is so annoying, and I feel like it's not even that original. It literally just feels like a somewhat modified Urchin Underpass. I'm not sure if anyone else feels that way, but that's how I feel about the stage. And, like, it just feels kind of basic. Although, I do have to say, the splat zones on that stage is actually a lot of fun. But, like, other than that, it just feels like it's not as, like, interesting as the others. Like when I first saw it, it wasn't as, like, spectacular looking as, like, when I first saw, like, Camp Triggerfish or something like that. Like, I wasn't really excited for this stage, but, like, you know, it's okay, but, like, I really don't like it, honestly. Like,
I can agree with you on that. Camp Triggerfish is probably the best looking. I really, really love the look of it, but I don't know, playing on it is so much fun to me. I love all the little climbing and stuff you could take. It's one of the few levels that I think the grates are used very well, you know, like the grate platforms that you stand on. They work very well on it because you can splat through it along a wall. There are other stages that just have it, so you can't swim as easily. But this one works perfectly for it, and I think they utilize them well. And it's not like Urchin Underpass where there's that weird ledge and that grate that you swim through, and when you swim through it, it's just like you're suspended in the air for a tiny little bit. I don't like it like that. I like the stage more.
Yeah,
and that probably did not make any sense.
I agree. I know what you're saying. They use the grates very well in this stage. Like, there's one stage, I think it's Bluefin Depot or something like that, but, like, in, like, the Rainmaker mode, you literally have to walk up this one grate area to get to the little, like, cone, like, end thing,
Oh, like, gosh.
Yeah, I hate that, like, one little grate, and, like, playing that in story mode was also really annoying. But, like, what you're saying, like, they used it really well, so it's sort of helping you out, but, like, also, like, sort of giving you a challenge, but not too much of a challenge where it's just inconvenient. Yeah.
When people are on it, it's not, since Bluefin Depot, like what you're saying, is the grates are pretty much a mandatory platform on, mandatory platform on Bluefin Depot when you're, especially in Rainmaker mode, and it's just this big long stretch of grate. This one is, it's just on this one section of the map, well, it's in the center too, but it's this one section of the map where you can just spray a whole bunch of ink upwards and hide through it, but you can also shoot people from below, through the grate, and it's not, since it's not all over the place, nor in a common area to go through, I think it works well. Enough of my thoughts.
There's another area you can go instead of the grates.
Yes, I know. I said it's not a common place or the only place you can go through. There's other ways to get to other parts of the map aside from that.
Anyone else about Flounder Pounder, however it is? I don't know. I forgot.
Salted Heights.
Thank you, I forgot the name already.
I will say that I've only played it 3 times, and I don't have too much of an opinion yet. The only thing I will say is that if you go to the very top, you gotta watch out, because some people will try to shoot you down with an Inkzooka. They just sit there waiting for that person to go up there. That's the only thing I've been able to get from the stage so far.
That was not me, as the...
Mm-hmm.
I know it wasn't me.
Yes, so I don't really have much of an opinion yet.
And now we will move on. Did this stage bore you out? That's the question. Did this stage bore you out? Yes, it did, because it always got chosen. I got tired of it very quickly. I played it, and then after, I'm like, I'm done with this. I don't want to do this anymore. Tower Control, I can't stand on that stage. Tower Control is like, you can't get there. Oh, Honey Bunches, I'm so sorry.
You skipped.
Sorry. I'm used to being skipped.
Sorry.
Heartbreak Hotel.
You better be. For Flounder Heights, that's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Flounder Heights. At first, I didn't like it, because the first match I ever played of it was me and someone else versus three other people. So at first, it was giving me all sorts of fever. But the second time I played it, and then so on, like with the splat zones, like Impidute said, splat zones are really fun on this stage. So is the tower control. I think this is a really fun stage. And actually, I like it more than Camp Triggerfish. But, yeah, I just think it's a really interesting stage. I think it's really uniquely made, you know, going all the way up on that building and things like that. Yeah, I think it's an interesting stage.
Yes. I love it.
Me, it's meh, and I just was explaining why it bored the hell out of me. It really did. I got tired of it and don't like it. Some moves are fun. Turf War is not fun to me. It's actually more harassing than anything. Because it's so much area, I'm like, oh, forget it. Only way you win is basically if someone don't find the area you marked. I'm not even going to lie. It's not even about painting over. It's about painting that exclusive areas that are hard to get to or time-consuming. Because it's not hard, it's just time-consuming, and I ain't got time for that. Tower control is, like, ridiculous when the tower gets to a certain point. It's no way to jump on it. You got to wait till it comes down or what? God bless them. I just got tired of it really quickly because everybody kept on playing, and I'm like, please, pick something else. I need something else in my life. Or not this just... that's further on. I don't want to talk about that. That's further on. But how... Did it bore y'all? Well, did y'all play it a lot?
I played it a couple times. I mean...
Did it bore you out?
Did it bore me out? No, not yet. Not yet. Maybe it will soon, but not yet. I actually need to go, like, do a turf war, like, you know, the regular battles. I need to, like, go on Wi-Fi and do that, because I actually haven't done that with, like, random people. It's only been with, like, people from the MPL community. I played some matches with people from the MPL community, and that's how I played Founder Heights. But I gotta do it with, like, random people and see how it is.
I think you should. I, especially since it is such a new map.
Alright, I will. But other than that, most of the time when the new stages come out for Splatoon, like, I'm usually not as excited. I usually don't care. I'm like, new stage. Who cares? But then, like, I actually get into the new stages. Like with Camp Triggerfish, I thought it was so boring. But then I would get into it, you know, because I keep playing it over and over again. And I know the secrets. You know, I know how to, like, you know, because each stage, you know, you gotta. Each stage has a certain way to play. I mean, like, obviously it's the same objective, but, like, there's, like, certain paths you can take and things like that to, like, you know, get an advantage. So I'm learning the stuff for Flounder Heights, and I think I'm doing pretty well. So, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, this stage bored the crap out of me, to be honest.
I'm so upset. I don't like being the unpopular opinion.
Contrary to what Spider Star you said, I actually thought Camp Triggerfish was the best stage, so clearly I have a different mindset. So
no, I like that, like, stage too, but I think this one's better.
But, like, it just felt like, like I said before, it just felt like Urchin Underpass. And what Boo said was right about the tower control. Like, there's a certain point where you can't get on the tower, and then you have to wait for it to, like, you know, go back to, like, the center. And it's really annoying because, like, if you fall off and, like, you're about to win and then, you know, you can't get back on there, and then, like, the team kills you and then they just wait for the tower and they go on their way. And it's really annoying. But, like, other than, yeah, like, that's, yeah, I don't like it. No, I don't like it.
And the next one, this one, best and worst weapons on that stage. For me, Azee, did you go?
All these questions are kind of hard because I haven't played this one that much. I just don't know yet about anything on this stage. What weapon, how it compares to others. I mean, I just need to play it more, frankly.
And then we go to best and worst weapons on the stage. On this stage, on Flounder Pounder Heights, because I can't get the name.
Flounder Pounder.
I can't get the name.
Flounder Pounder?
Yes. I can't get the name. It's never, well, it's never gonna come to me.
Like, why name. Would they call it that?
I don't know. The name won't come to me, so I think I gotta make it rhyme.
Flounder Pounder Heights. You literally said Flounder Pounder Heights. Why not just Flounder?
No, it's Flounder Pounder sounds better.
Oh my god, now we're that's what the name
I actually named like the name Flounder Pounder Heights.
Flounder Pounder Heights.
Salted.
I don't know. It just won't come to me if I had to say it like that. Best and worst weapons. I found that every weapon works in a unique way on this board. So this a board stage. So this is like the only unique thing for me that's this stage. It uses all type of weapons. Like each weapon has their own pros and cons. Especially the paint rolls and the inkbrush. The inkbrush. I feel like inkbrush it just does nothing at times, but it actually does something because I played with the inkbrush. I suck with the inkbrush. Let's put that out there. I suck with
it. Same.
I don't play with an inkbrush. I'm very, very horrible at it. That's the only weapon I don't play as. Inkbrush. Inkbrush, no, no. No, ma'am, no God. Don't you know no good? Because I know no good. But, every weapon has their own unique traits, so therefore, I'm like, there's no bad weapon. How did anyone else feel about this?
I accidentally like touched on it already, I feel like, but I mean, I already said my piece on, especially blasters. They're like the risky weapon that I've experienced with. I don't use them, but I've been seeing, you know, what happened. People are either really good with it or they just have really bad luck with it on the stage. And it's not even like the people who are inexperienced. Like I've played matches where with, you know, continuous matches with the same people, and they're really good one time, like themselves, and then they bomb the next one with the blaster. But especially that is the more risky weapon of choice.
So I sort of agree with Boo, but like I also think that like the charger weapons, there's not too much like height area, like, because when I think of a charger weapon, how you're gonna use it properly, you want to use it from a height aspect, but like for turf wars, like it's already on the highest part of the stage, and so there's like a little uprising, but like I don't really think that like that's good for the chargers, because they can't sort of hide up high, because they're kind of already on the like turf war area, or not turf war, splat zones. I keep mixing those two up, but like with the splat zones, it's already up on the like high area and everything, so they can't really like shoot down onto the splat zones without like being noticed. But then also like getting up to the splat zones, it's not great for the splat rollers and ink brushes.
Anyone else before I skip to
The best weapon for this stage, boy, I don't know what the best weapon for this stage is. I mean, I've used the ink brush and it worked really well in Turf War, but I'm pretty sure we're still talking about the Rainmaker, so hell no. But, you know, it depends on the mode. I mean, just like with every single stage, like, it just depends, like, especially, like, what mode you're playing. Like, you're doing Turf War, you're doing Splat Zones, and like, well, what are you doing? So I don't think it really matters with what you pick, but I do think that the Chargers definitely are not as good as they could be on this stage. Maybe that's just my personal experience, because I'm not even good with the Chargers to begin with. So I don't know. Maybe someone who's better with the Chargers could, like, correct me and say, like, no, actually, it is good on this stage. But for me personally, I think the Chargers really suck on this stage. Regardless of mode.
All I will say is that I used the the Neo Splatomatic for this stage the three times that I played. And I was able to get Dark Boo both times he killed me with it, so in my book, it is A-OK.
Repeat that! Reiterate that! Repeat that! I just heard some tea!
We gotta make a soundbite of it.
Repeat that again!
I said that I have been using the Neo Splatomatic on the stage, and I was able to go get you after you got me, so it's good in my book, because I was able to return the faith.
But you got by not, though. That's the problem. You got by not.
He got got by Nott?
Mm-hmm.
Because I wasn't aiming for you the first time when I killed you. When, you were irrelevant when I killed you. I was not aiming for you.
Irrelevant. I don't believe that, because the moment I got up there, kaboosh!
He was just dark seconds from the distance.
I did not aim for you, though. I was aiming for whoever was up. You were trying to kill my partners! What am I supposed to do?
So you did try to kill him.
See? I didn't know it was him until it said Super Sam.
You know, when you splat someone and it just says splatted Zambazi, you know, you just...
At first, when he joined my game, I didn't know that was him. I felt so bad. I don't pay attention.
You thought there was another Zambazi?
I didn't pay attention to who it was, so I was like...
I mean, there's multiple Zambazis, but there's only one Super Zambazi.
His only said Zambazi, so I killed him and it said Zambazi. I'm painting, no mind. Until after he said, you killed me, I'm like, oh. I feel so stupid.
There are many fools in the world, but there's only one Super Zambazi fool.
Oh my gosh.
That was it.
I don't know how to tie it in, but I was like, there's only one SZ that's a fool.
Yo, I'm mad that Boo's getting good at Splatoon because, you know, Boo's been playing this for a short time. Boo's been getting me a lot. Like, I've gotten Boo a couple times. Like, I was using an inkbrush, or I grabbed Boo and was like, and then bam, there. Like, that's what you do. Like, you get the inkbrush, you're like, ink everywhere, and then it kills them. But Boo has been, like, sniping me. Boo has been using, Boo actually has surprisingly, does not even use the Kraken that much on me. Use it, like, a couple times, but he mainly gets me from a far away distance. I'm like, Boo! Wham. It says splatted by Dark Boo. I'm like,
For the people at home, Boo has only had Splatoon for 2 weeks.
I didn't even have it that long. I felt like
I bought it in August. You got it last August. Saturday. I was here, and I wasn't here last week, and you were here, and it was the week before last, so 2 weeks ago.
Dang, and I beat the whole.
I need story mode really quickly too.
Story mode wasn't an hassle. Story mode was too easy.
Story mode was like a tutorial.
That's
off topic, I guess, from our questions.
Oh yes, the On Divorce of Story Mode was some Octo Valley, but now we can give our overall thoughts on both. I just say that they are very good, but yeah. To me, it was nothing. We already gave our opinion. Like, what are y'all overall thoughts about this DLC? You could call it DLC, although it was free.
It's not DLC.
It's
an update.
New update.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's free. It's free in my book, so I'm happy.
Yeah.
It's a welcome change. It's a gift. Welcome addition, of course. But I think we only have one more thing left for this. Because what they were doing, they're adding all this DLC and stuff because they don't really have any summer stuff. But I'm expecting that the last thing we'll have is the last map, Hammerhead Bridge, and then there's some more weapons coming our way, and I'm pretty sure it's pretty much just it. But I am excited and happy that they had this edition, especially because I really do like Flounder Heights. But it's first of all, I'm glad that we have a fourth option of play. Still upset that we have to wait, like, let's say you really wanted to play Splat Zones, but just all three of the modes are fun, so I'm not too upset. But, again, welcome change. Happy to see that we're having another edition. Still haven't seen a stage with the word Manta in it, because I like Manta Rays, but whatever. Or Dolphins. Dolphins seem very obvious.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, it was a cool update and all with, like, the new Rainmaker. I thought Rainmaker was pretty cool. I thought it was, like, one of my favorite modes. But the stage itself, like, wasn't really, like, a popping or spectacular stage. It just kind of felt like, eh. So, yeah, I mean, I think it was kind of, like, just sort of, like, not something crazy new. It was just, like, you know, whatever. But it's nice to have new stuff and everything. I don't mind it.
I mean, we got a new mode, we got a new stage, so who's gonna really complain about that? I mean, Rainmaker, you know, it just recently came out, so I gotta keep practicing, you know, I gotta keep doing it, gotta keep on keeping on. I gotta just keep practicing with the, Rainmaker, because I always get splatted. Well, actually, one time, you know, I was able to, like, go all the way to the base, just straight through without getting killed, but that's because my teammates were also helping me, so, eh. But, you know, I gotta just keep on trying and practicing with the, Rainmaker. But yeah, it's a really fun mode, you know, make it rain, yes. I love that little caption I had, make it rain. That was perfect. But yeah, it's cool. I'm glad they added it, and I can't wait for more modes and more stages in the future.
I will say that I will always accept new content, especially if it's free. That's awesome. Of course. I will not complain about it. I do hope that now that we have 11 maps, I think? 11, mm-hmm. I think? I hope they can up the rotation so you play 3 maps instead of 2.
Well, that's funny because I've been saying that my little brother plays it as well, and I was saying that to him a lot, and I hadn't played Splatfest until that last one, that the Hot Dogs and Marshmallows, I think, was the last one. They do actually have 3 stages during Splatfest that are in constantly in rotation. They do not change for the entirety of Splatfest, but they have 3 stages in rotations for that. That's why that extra little space is there. I think it's possible that they will change it to the 3 stages, but I think one of the reasons why many people are saying that is because it really looks like there should be 3 stages in rotation. That's at least one of the reasons why.
Does it rotate like every 1 hour, every 2 hours?
It's every 4 hours.
I think
hours,
they should change them every 2 hours, not two.
It's 4 hours?
Yes. Yeah, because it goes from, like, it's at, like, 10 o'clock a.m., and then 2 o'clock p.m., and then 6 o'clock, and then 10 o'clock.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
It's
they
10
should,
to
6.
Yeah,
like
yeah
they
need to either shorten down the time or, you know, add the third stage in the rotation.
Yes, because that's ridiculous.
I think I'd rather have stage changes shorter rather than a third stage option, if I were to choose between them. But whatever.
Soul took the words out of my mouth. Did everyone go? Well, you heard that.
Yes, they did.
So, that's the end of our main topic. And we are going to jump right into news and community, Map Party, Lexi, and Nintendo, and all the things in the nation and the world.
All things Nintendo.
Mm-hmm. And only thing I know about is the, Super Mario, I think it's Super Mario Maker. I know everybody playing the game, and I'm so pissed the F off.
I'm so upset too. They're doing it again, like they did with Mario Kart 8, except Mario Kart 8 was like, wasn't it like almost 2 months that we had to wait?
They're teasing us. I hate it.
I don't like it. It makes me upset. I think they should have 2 weeks. Especially for a game like this where it's not much. I mean, I hate to be that person, but there's not much to review. I think you could get enough content.
Exactly! That's what I was thinking! I thought I was the only one thinking that. Thank you!
Like, I've seen the game. There's not enough stuff, which not saying it's a bad thing. What they have is amazing and looks so fun. Obviously, that's why we're all thirsting for the game. But it's not a story progress game. There's no adventure in the game. It's pretty much a do-it-yourself type of game. They could have 2 weeks to review that game, and they'd have more than enough time. At least that's how I feel. And I think that we should be getting the game. At least we should have gotten the game a little sooner in comparison to when the review copies get it.
Yeah.
But whatever, it's not my decision. Especially because there are people who have it who aren't reviewers. Like, I don't understand why this is happening more and more. There are just random people who are getting the game.
Yeah. Like, they're just, like, renting it off to, like, different people. I'm like, really? Like, I gotta, like, whatever freaking thing that is, I gotta sign up for it because I need to get my games.
Whatever store they stole it from.
Get it a month early.
Yes, please.
So what's the 411, Nintendo? Because we know you got it going on. Give us something. Give us something. Give us the tea. What's the tea? And really, that's the tea is that's all the news. That's a bad thing. That's all the news.
Yeah, so, not a lot.
Oh wait, one more bit of news. This is actually for MPL community. Mario Party Interactive 5 is going to be up today. It is Saturday, August 22nd. Yes, today. And Mario Party Interactive 5 is going to be up. So make sure I'm gonna make like a little website post for it, but make sure you're following it on the form. You can watch it. So if you're not part of the game, you can just watch it. You know, just look in on the festivities. You know, maybe think about joining next time. But it's gonna be really fun. We have three games going on. You know, we have Dark Boo in one game. You know, Dark Boo's gonna like, you know, if Dark Boo, I'm sorry for you. I feel sorry for you.
Is Timmy well, crap?
Because Boo does not hold any prisoners. Boo doesn't have any friendships. Boo doesn't have any, like, oh, I'm not going to go with you. No. Boo is a sniper. He's cutthroat. Impidude's in one game. I think you're in with the game with Dark Boo.
Yeah.
Oh, so you better watch out.
Speaking of people who are just snipers and MPI, is Timmy playing in one of the games?
Yes, Timmy is playing on Misty Rainforest
for the poor souls.
But yeah, you can check Mario Party Interactive out on the form. You know, MarioPartyLegacy.com/form, and watch it on the Activity Central board. Yes, and you'll watch all three games and root for your favorite person. You know, you can root for Boo, root for Impidude. Root for Timmy, you know, whatever the case is, root for somebody. And that's it.
Should we do I feel like we did that last week, though. What have we been doing?
I wasn't here. Yeah,
it's a new week.
I wasn't here, but basically just simply saying I could have been here. And that was like, I was supposed to go to something, but long story short, my ride got canceled. And so did, like, everything else. So it just, like, fell apart. And I was, like, in a really bad mood. So even me joining wouldn't have added anything. I was just not in the mood to do it, which I'm sorry about. But, I mean, for most of you listening, school has already started or will be starting this Monday. So have fun. I have to get educated. And I have this really bad math teacher, apparently. And I'm going to really, really try to get the class changed because I cannot... Math is I hate math, I don't like doing it, I find it extremely, extremely annoying, especially the maths I'm taking. It's general math 3, and after general math 2, I'm just done. But, I am going to, really, really gonna try and get my teacher changed, because if I fail my math class, I mean, it looks, at least from what I've heard and seen from people, it's like, there's a good chance I'm not gonna do well in that class. But I also got yearbook, which, for those of you who don't know, maybe it's different in your schools, my yearbook is, my yearbook class is just, a whole bunch of nothing. Like, I don't mean to be that person, but my friend, he's, like, a photographer, almost professional photographer. He is amazing, and it's not one of those weird childlike things where I'm just being ignorant. He is amazing at what he does. He's some weird prodigy, I think. Photography prodigy. So he works for the yearbook things, and he was accepting people, and since we're, I guess, pretty good friends, he got me in. But all you do, first of all, the yearbook was almost late, because you only have to do a few pages, and nobody does anything, and I really want a class where I don't have to do much. And it's not like, I'm the person who will do the work, I'm not that person, but I want a class where I don't have to do much. I want a class where I can pass without having to, like, just, I need a break. And it's perfect time, because it's during the, like, middle of the day, exact middle of the day, so I can deal with a whole bunch of trash before school, and a whole bunch of trash afterwards, even though both of my last classes of the day are really good. But, or at least, I'm changing my visual arts class, because the visual arts class this year, for me, it's visual arts 2, and basically it's just painting. And I don't like painting at all. And the teacher's really nice. Like, actually, she's amazing, but I don't want to do it. So I'm just going to take a culinary class, hopefully. So party.
All right. Impidude, what have you been doing?
Okay, well, I have been doing a lot this summer. But I went to Ireland for a week, the last week of
yes,
July.
My people, yes, Ireland, yes. The Irish, yes.
But it was so amazing. There's so much. I mean, I don't want to explain all because it would probably take, like, 2 hours to explain. But, like, it was just so amazing. And I went to so many, like, different, like, historical sites. And one site was, like, 5,000 years old. And I just found that, like, mind-boggling. And then...
did you see any snakes?
No, I actually did not see any snakes.
No.
I don't know.
The joke is snakes aren't... There are no snakes on Ireland.
You've been to Ireland, so that was one snake.
Shut up. I was not there. Your people are from there. That must mean there's a lot of snakes.
Oh, ooh. Not nice.
Ooh,
not
I just nice. Came for his family. Oh. Sorry.
Salt is prejudiced towards Irish people.
That is true. I do not like the luck of the Irish.
It can be. Like,
you know what? Guess what? I am 60% Irish, so you are offending like 60% all my jokes of against, my body.
No, I was kidding. Salt
is the only one who openly say like race, like prejudice no, stuff towards.
No,
people.
No, no, no. Yeah, I'm like, joking about Irish this? People. I don't like Canadians. I just like making fun of them. That's why. I hate Canadians because it's fun to make fun of them.
Oh my god.
Irish people, I literally just said it because Staryu like to make fun was of Ronan, provoking me.
Oh, but no, you don't like Irish people because I'm Irish. That's why.
No, right? You were provoking me. That's why I said that. Oh,
okay.
And then...
Continue, Impidude.
So a week after I got back from Ireland, I went to Cape Cod because I have a summer house up there, and it's like right next to a lake, and so it's really nice. We go swimming in the lake and everything. So that was a lot of fun. And so, yeah, I go into school the 1st of September, which is freshman orientation, and then the 2nd...
Party!
And then the 2nd is when we, like, do regular classes. So the first semester... as part of Notre Dame, it is a Catholic high school, even though I'm Lutheran, so, you know, go figure. But religion is one of the classes, so, okay. I'm not, like, super religious, but, like, I don't feel like taking a class like that, because I feel like it's just kind of pointless. But, like, other than that, I hope to God they don't hear that. Anyway, so then I'm taking English. I'm taking, it's in Pennsylvania.
Oh, my gosh, wait, can you stop for a second? You know what? I don't mean to be that person, but for those of you who didn't know, I used to live in New Jersey. I used to live in New Jersey, which was 10 minutes away from Pennsylvania. I know exactly where he's going.
You know it? Oh my gosh!
I know the place where he's going.
Yeah, I'm going to
Notre Dame High School. Jersey.
Maybe I'm just being stupid. Is this high school right by New Jersey?
It's in Lawrenceville, New Jersey.
That's where I used to live.
Lawrenceville, New Jersey.
This is like some crazy. For those of you who didn't know, I used to live in Lawrenceville, New Jersey. One of my best friends and I, and this other person, we used to go to the grade school there, St. Anne's Catholic Church thing. This is like, I'm actually freaking out, and I kind of want to text my mom this. I wasn't sure if it was in Pennsylvania because I was 8 at the time. I'm like freaking out.
That is so
I'm
crazy.
Actually like. Freaking out. I'm so sorry. I have to, like...
We need to, like, have a meetup with Impidude and Soul.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know... we used to live... So, right where he lives, there's a... I think he's right by Ewing. This is, like... I'm so freaking out. Because Lawrenceville, New Jersey... Again, sorry we're getting into this.
Right across the bridge of New Jersey, I live in the town of Yardley. Like, it's right, like, across the bridge. It's, like...
I'm like
somewhat next to Marsville, but it's like a little to the. It's closer. I think Marsville's towards the left. And
Lawrenceville is a whole bunch of white people who are somewhat rich. It's not like fancy, but it's a whole bunch of white people who are somewhat rich. Nobody knows where that place is. It's right by Trenton, I think, or Princeton. It's right by Princeton.
Yeah,
because I lived on Princeton Pike. I don't know how he knows about this. And he said Notre Dame and I knew he lived in Pennsylvania, right? Or do you live in Pennsylvania?
I do live in Pennsylvania, yeah. But, yeah. Like, it's and right across the bridge, so.
Oh. I thought it was in Pennsylvania because I didn't know distance back then. So I thought it was in Pennsylvania. I didn't know it was in Lawrenceville, but that's where I used to live. I'm having such a panic. It's like a
oh my god!
I'm sorry. I cut you off with your.
Oh,
whole
don't worry about
thing.
It. That's so cool, though. Like that's really cool. So yeah, I'm going to Notre Dame, and so the classes I'm taking are religion, English, history, and then I'm also taking this class called Madrigal. Which is, like, this really hard-to-get-into honors choir thing they have there at Notre Dame. And I got in, so I'm really happy about that. So I'm taking that class. I'm a tenor, if anyone knows what, like, that means. It's like, a vocal range thing. It's, like, the higher range, but of males. So I'm a tenor. And then the next semester I'm taking math, biology, and, like, some other, like, class for freshmen to take. It's like technology and like writing and everything, so I don't really know like what that like shows or what that means, but you know, I'm all in for it. But yeah, I'm really excited for school, and yeah, so I'm starting school September 1st, so you know, August is kind of like the Sunday of summer, so oh well.
Oh my god. All right. Impidude, if you're done, I think I'm gonna go.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I'm done. I have nothing else to talk about.
All right. Okay, so what have I been doing? I've been playing Splatoon with certain people.
How messy.
Yes, God. Yeah,
yes, and I've been playing Splatoon with Dark Boo. Hey!
We serve them. Shay, T, and Cha Cha Heels.
Boo, can I get an A back, please?
A! Left me hanging.
Yes! Yes! I've also played Splatoon with SC. SC, A!
Whoop, whoop.
Oh, SC, no.
That classic
I can't
sound.
Take that. Whoop, whoop. Okay, I guess I'll take it. But yeah, I've been playing. Okay, let's go. Let's get into Dark Boo first. Sorry, okay, we're going near Dark Boo. Okay. Okay, so me and Boo were on teams on Splatoon, and we were whooping all sorts of, but, you know, like, all sorts. Like, just think of and the many different types of butts. We've been kicking all of them. We were doing, I think I explained this earlier, but we did, oh my god, what's it called? We did the Rainmaker, and we won 2-3. So we were holding no prisoners, alright? And I'm not saying any names, because I don't want no one to get crazy, but we were doing really well. I think there was another match where it was me and someone else, and we lost because who knows who it is, right, Boo? This person?
Can we say it?
No, we can't say
Is he someone I dislike as well?
Oh my god, there's so many people you dislike. So I know,
but is it the person I burned with the hated passion everywhere, or is it just a person I hate playing with?
You just hate playing with.
Okay, so I don't know who it is.
But pretty much, this person doesn't really pull their weight, but, you know, whatever the case is. Even Boo was like, really? Really?
Oh my god!
Like for me, I was trying to get the Rainmaker, and this person was going all the way off in the corner! I'm like, what the hell are you doing? And he's like, I'm sorry, I don't know why my voice went so high, but, like, he's like, I was trying to find it. I'm like, I'm done. You were trying to find the Rainmaker that was right in front of you. I am done. Done! Forever done! Forever 21, forever done! Ever, forever!
That heavy guy, I couldn't take it when I was on his team,
Boo was in the call, and he was gagging for his life. I'm not talking about just gagging, he was gagging for his life. He was laughing so hard when I was like, what the hell were you doing? Like, were you trying to find yourself? Boo was dying. Oh my gosh. And as you could tell, I'm still sick. And I like sicker than last week, which is a damn shame. So if you hear me coughing, that's why I'm still a little bit sick. Hopefully next week I'm better. Dear God. I played with SC also. It was just 1-on-1. But I don't think we did the Rainmaker SC.
Oh,
I don't even remember.
Yes, we did.
Was it?
SC was able to win once,
like inches away from it, and I just pop out of nowhere. Right.
It was so, and that's why I started the I hate you in Splatoon.
What do you mean just I hate you?
No, not I hate you, but it's like I hate you, but
I hate you.
You like suck that. In Splatoon. Oh, like, you know, you see, like it's kind of like that. But SC was actually doing, you know, pretty decent. You know, he beat me a couple times, and I won, you know, my fair share of matches, you know, with the turf war. SC was so shocked when I was using the inkbrush, and I kept every time he got out the what's it called? That little pad, that your starting pad, whatever it might be, you would go down. It was like Walleye Warehouse. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it's called.
Yep. Yeah.
I remember out of this it. Very well.
And then as soon as he came out, I was hiding in the ink and would just grab him and go with the ink brush, and bam, he'd be gone.
Oh my gosh.
He was so mad. Really mad.
That's so colorful.
Then there was that one time where Staryu thought I was hiding in a tree. I don't even know if that's possible.
No, you were, I don't, you were hiding somewhere. I didn't even know where the hell you were.
I can't reveal my secret, so.
I think you were hiding in the tree. You found some way to go in the
which
tree.
Which one is this? What, is this Flounder
Urchin Underpass.
Oh, he was probably hiding on one of the walls.
He's probably hiding behind the tree. Or on the wall, yeah.
Ezzy thinks he's so slick, but I know Splatoon better than him.
I do not want to argue against that.
He thinks he's slick like ink.
Okay, but that's pretty much it. Me and Boo had a ton of fun playing, and so did me and SC. But yeah, me and Boo were definitely whooping all. We're definitely like, we were serving it, and I felt really proud because you know, when you're just two people and you're able to beat three people, that feels so good. It's like, yes, yes, God, hallelujah, yes, just the audacious, ostentatious, vivacious, just all sorts of acious things. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm currently doing Mario Party Interactive 5. I gotta edit some things before I post it. But by the time this podcast is posted, trust me, I really hope that it's already up by then. But yeah, that's pretty much it for me.
Okay, so for me, I know last week I said that because I'm working on MPL, a new theme, and some new things that are going on.
Yeah, and don't spoil the secrets.
Yes, I will not be spoiling any secrets. I did say that I'm going to try to get it done within the next week, but it's not done yet, so let's extend that to another week and then probably another week after that. But it's not ready yet. Please expect it soon. It will come eventually. Outside of that, since we talked a lot about Splatoon, I just want to mention one. Oh, this is very difficult for me to talk about. One.
Don't do it!
Oh my god.
He already knows. A few days ago, at the beginning of the week, I played Smash Brothers with Dark Boo, Staryu, and Timmy. Before all four played, I played with Dark Boo. I was Wii Fit Trainer, he was Captain Falcon, and I beat him in two matches. And that did not sit well with Dark Boo. So later that day, I was required to play again so that he could beat me with those same characters. And he did. And that did not sit well with me. So I continued to play and try to beat him for the next 5 hours. And it was...
Oh my god!
So bad.
Did you not win one?
5 hours? Are you kidding me?
Wait, did you not win...
Did you not win one?
Well, how late did you stay up? How late did you stay up?
It was like 7 o'clock!
What the heck?
Wait. Let me get this straight. Ezzy, you played for 5 hours and you didn't beat him once?
Beat him like 3 times, but yes, I did not beat him at all the entire time.
Oh my
Dark
god.
Dark Boo is very, very good at this game. Do not underestimate him.
Venge.
Oh, believe me, I played with him.
Certain
like...
people do that, which is why Boo got into a fight with them.
No! Don't bring that up.
Don't say things like salt boys, because Boo will go pepper on your behind. Trust me, Boo doesn't hold any prisoners when it comes to Smash Brothers.
I felt so bad playing for 5 hours. 5 hours! From 2 to 7, nonstop! Well,
midnight to 5 a.m. It was really bad. And for like at least an hour of it, I made him play as Zelda every time. So I hate his Zelda so much, I cannot beat it at all. Not even close.
I wanted to change, but he made me play Zelda for like 18 matches.
This podcast will forever go down.
I want a one-on-one Boo Zelda sometime. I think I can. I've been practicing against, because my friend's a really good Zelda player. I've been practicing against Zelda. I want to try versing Boo Zelda again. See if I can two-stock Boo Zelda. Because it's always like 1-0 when I play with Boo. Like, I'll barely beat him if I beat him. But I want to see like if I can do better. Because Zelda is like just Zelda... Here's the thing with Zelda, alright? Zelda can be either very aggravating or very easy to beat. Like, it just depends. And Boo Zelda is not an easy Zelda to beat. But there are tricks that you can learn to beat Zelda. Trust me, Zelda is not... Zelda's not, like, the best of all the characters. She has her severe weaknesses if you're quicker than her. And don't get let her have the chance to read you for filth, SZ.
Rhyme.
Which happens every time. Every single time. And this now, since worst. After these 5 hours, where it was just beyond comprehension that I was still playing, I vowed not to play with Dark Boo in Smash Brothers for a long time. And I've had such incredible urges to play. I want to go in there and... Well, beat him. I want to go in there and beat him, but I have to hold back because I am not ready at all. And it's really hard to resist the urge to play. I still play Smash Bros. With other people and with Dark Boo with other people, but not one-on-one. Those days are gone for now.
For now.
They will be back when I am ready. Right now, I am not ready.
Did we talk about on the podcast the time where you got so mad that you literally just... Am I allowed to mention it or no?
I don't know what this is about. I'm scared.
Is this when he threw the controller?
When you were so mad at Boo that you shut the call off, you closed the whole game, and just didn't talk to us for like a couple hours.
So. I'm pretty sure I remember you telling me this.
What happened?
You were so mad that Boo beat you because you were Mega Man, I think, and like he was Lucario. And you were so mad. You were so close to winning, but Boo made, like, the biggest comeback in history. And you were so mad. You turned up the... You disconnected from the game. You turned it off. And then you closed the Skype call, and everything was off.
Yeah, because I think
You know when this happened, too. He slammed his computer shut, and he just went...
We heard the biggest noise in history. It was like that. And he always does that.
Because like I need to... release my anger, sometimes not through yelling.
Essie's so scared.
Like, he always does that when he's mad.
Cuss me out that 5 hours! I swear he's gonna cuss me out!
No!
You should have heard him. He's like, I'm getting Camtasia ready.
No!
I thought you were gonna cuss me out! I really did!
That's the other thing with Dark Boo, is that he, at least when he plays against me, he is good at making comebacks. Like, I could have, like, a 2-stock lead on him, but he will make a comeback and he will defeat me. Because once he gets in the zone, he gets in the zone. And it's really hard
But to... No shade, SC, but you gotta, like, learn how to use more smash attacks and use more kill moves. Because, like, sometimes, like, when I'll see, like, Boo will just live for so long, and they, when you go up to him, you'll just do a weak dash attack, like with Toon Link. You gotta use a kill move to get rid of him. You can't just use weak moves. That doesn't work.
I was Zelda and you were Zilsu Samus, and I had like over 100%, you didn't likely kick me in the air so I could just get out. I was like, oh, and then after I got mad that I just had to stop and I had to show SZ just to get me out. Like, please get me out, because at times I just feel like it's not fair because I know I can get out, and if I'm playing against that person like Timmy, I'll get out. So bad.
I know. I just don't know the characters that well. I don't know what attack is best for what situation, or just even Smash and like. There's still a lot of stuff I need to learn. So, yeah, I do want to mention. I don't want this to go forever, but I do have to mention one more thing. We tried to play Jeopardy recently, and that didn't work. So we played Mario Kart 64.
No, please don't.
I get destroyed in this game. I'm not used to the controls. It's very different from Mario Kart 64, and I'm usually doing really bad. Not this time.
Not this time.
Well, in the end, it was again like usual. But at the beginning, it was in my favor. We played the Mushroom Cup, Luigi Raceway, and mm-hmm. Or what is it called? Luigi Circuit. It's
Luigi Raceway.
Tell him what happened, which
made
you lose later on.
That will
come up in the beginning.
He has to tell us the story first. Yes.
We're playing?
Chronological.
Dark Boo did something to me. He was in first place. He did something. I think he dropped a banana on me. Something. I didn't like that. So at the very end of the race, he is very close to the finish line. I have a star. I'm in second. I'm in third place. Lightning strikes while I'm using the star. Awesome. And I zoom past and I, bam, get him. and he goes flying. I get first place. He gets like fifth or fourth.
Fifth. Oh. I got no points. Fifth.
And this is right before the finish line?
Yes, on the third lap.
Oh my god.
Yes, right there.
Oops.
And this sounds like...
Surprisingly, the next match, I got first place. Then Troopa Beach, I got second. He got first.
Wait, let's stop right there because I'm going to say I need to get first place on the last race. And I need SZ to get lower than fourth place, therefore getting no points in order for me to win this next race, this last race. Now go on.
And... Wow. Do you want to go from here? Because I know the outcome. I don't really remember what happened in the last race.
I sabotaged that one!
Explain.
Oh my god, I went all out to hit SZ. I'm sorry, I threw Red Shelf. I tried to star him. I just threw Red Shelf and it was something that made you lose so badly. I don't know what it was.
I did lose
back. If it's filmed, then you could just look back at it.
I think I red shelled him, and then the computer hit him after. So he went for like second to eighth or seventh. and he remained in the last place, so I caught up and won the last race.
And he won the entire thing. And so mad.
Ezzy, are you Toad?
Yes.
Oh my god.
I was Toad. He was Bowser or Wario? I don't remember.
Oh, so you got the impact. Oh my god.
It was such a glorious moment.
I can't imagine being Dark Boo in a situation. I would not be able to talk.
I told him I was going to get his behind back.
I would be silent. There would be no talking. You'd just be like, "Star, you, hello, hello." I wouldn't be talking. I'd be like, next match. Next match. That's it. I wouldn't say another word. Next match would be the only thing coming out of my mouth. Because that would be being starred and then being shocked by lightning, then being starred, then being squashed. Oh, no. Nope. That is, like, the most brutal. That is Mario Kart brutality. You can't do that to someone. That is Mario Kart brutality.
I hate that he gets starred second and third place. That's why he's so lucky star. Yep.
Stars are so common in Mario Kart 64, like, in second place. Like, even lightning. You can get freaking lightning in second place.
I cannot. Then battle mode.
Oh.
Battle mode was like... I was just firing my green shell so perfectly and just hit SZ. Oh, I felt so bad. And after he put my behind, so I was like, forget it.
Yeah, I won once, and I said, "All right, good night. I'm leaving. I'm done."
Yes, he did. He was like, "That's it. Okay, done." After he got fifth battle, he got the first win. So I'm like, "Okay." I'm like, "I'm gonna get you next time."
Did Impa Dude go yet?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, I yes, went. You remember did. That's
when I freaked out.
I couldn't tell if that was you or Solo who was talking.
Shut up, Ezzy.
Are you kidding?
SZ.
No.
And SZ just told my whole story in events, literally. He just told him also, that's all I've been doing. That's all I've been doing. So, that's it in the podcast. Yes, indeed. Before 1 minute and 20 seconds. Bye-bye, everyone. Oh, bye.
Bye, information.
Ah, shit. Oh, no. Bye-bye, everyone. Oh no!
Oh my god.
119.14.
See everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.
And good tag at the end. Oh, here's some information. Let me start. Let me do a countdown. 3, 2, 1. Tell me why I forgot to end the information. I'm not going out there. It's edited, but I'm going to tell the truth. I forgot to end the information. And it's quite sad. How the heck I forget that? Only God knows, because I don't know. Oh, The Lost Levels. It's at MadPartyLexi.com. Just come on the site, comment, listen to the podcast, do whatever you need to do. Don't forget, we on iTunes, so you can rate us. We have a Tumblr, yes. We're working on that as well. We're working on the Tumblr. We have a YouTube. Get on the YouTube, The Lost Levels. Yes, indeed. We have everything.
Yeah.
We have the whole 9 yards. Get into it.
Why don't you tell them the links to the stuff?
Well, Tumblr... Oh, God.
TheLostLevelsPodcast.tumblr.com. TheLostLevelsPodcast.tumblr.com.
Okay. because I thought I was going to be stupid when I was going to say it. It was going to be so wrong. They'd be like, huh? They'd be like, that's not right. I'm like, you know what? Correct me. I'm like, correct.
Like to like a not safe for work site and be like, what's that? I thought this was the lost levels.
Oh, I'll feel so bad if that happens. I'm not even lying. But yes, you have the lost levels at mypartylexi.com. That's our site. And you can check us out on there. Rate us on iTunes, because we post the podcast on iTunes. We have our Tumblr page, and Honey Bunch of Oats just delightfully just said it, so I wouldn't mess up right there.
Honey Bunches of Oats, no problem.
Yes. And I think that's all of our sites. We have Twitter and everything. Of course, we have Twitter. And that's where we do giveaways and all that such, too. It's so much. It's so much. We everywhere, because we global. We not local, we global. Get into it.
Yes, get into it. Now, where can we find the ever bodacious Dark Boo?
Dark Boo 007 on Twitter. Dark Boo 007 on Nintendo Network. I've been posting pictures and such. Just many people I see. And Dark Boo somewhere. YouTube. I was like, somewhere. YouTube. Oh my
just
god.
Just somewhere.
This is so bad.
That in the stars.
Dark Boo on YouTube.
You can follow me through the ends of the earth, across the frozen sea. I am SpiderStar. You on all sorts of websites like YouTube, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Nintendo Network, and Google Plus. All of those things are SpiderStar. You, yes, and also yes. Make sure you follow me on Nintendo Network, aka Miiverse, because you know at times I have to clock the T on certain tournaments, like you know someone getting crazy and like a spamming stalling villager, whatever the case might be. You know, I always clock the T, and I'm always like, you know, on Nintendo Network I'm really proper with my readings. All right, I read people for filth, but I read it in a classy, powerful way. Like I use pine salt, think of it that way. Like I use the power of pine salt to read people for filth, but in a proper classy way. So yeah, make sure you follow me on all those websites.
We're bringing that up again. All right, yes, as for me, usually I'm hidden in the stars, but today you can find me at Hardly Milk on Tumblr, lapissyourpants.tumblr.com, which a lot of stuff is Steven Universe, so on that blog, so find me there. Hey, also I am on Miiverse, C-O-M-P-E-T. What? E. Compete. That's me. Hi! That wasn't clever.
You're
not clever. I'm not clever.
You can find me Super Zambzi on Twitter, Nintendo Network, YouTube for Banjo-Kazoo Return stuff, Twitter for if I ever post anything, you might get lucky, and yes, that's it.
Where can we find you, Imba Dude?
Well, I have a lot of accounts, and most of them I don't use, but hey, you know, go follow them. My YouTube is Imba Dude. My Twitter, I believe, is Impidude as well. I think Facebook is also Impidude. I'm not sure, though. I haven't used Twitter or Facebook that much yet. You can follow me on Nintendo Network. I'm MarioIsAwesome77, and Tumblr for me is Impidude77. So, yeah, you know, go follow
me. Oh, my God, you're on Tumblr?
Yeah, I got a Tumblr.
Oh, be careful, okay? Don't. Tumblr is a very... me. Out there place. It's don't a place where me. People like me and Soul are on. So
do not
know. And Toadette, me. Toadette too. No, don't just say us too. Soul, me, and Toadette. That we're the type of people who are on Tumblr.
Don't
so.
Follow me.
I won't.
Actually, I'm follow listening. Me. I need followers. I got like okay, a whole bunch, right. Which is weird. You'll get spam fan mail soon enough, so look forward to that.
Okay. Sounds fun.
That's the end of the podcast.
And for that, everyone, I think everyone gave their information.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. I have not been paying attention. I'm so sorry.
Who has not paid attention this whole
yes.
podcast?
Have a good day, because I'm about to cut some people out in here. Au revoir.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
5 hours.